In 1968, Governor Tom McCall initiated a task force to study the feasibility of replacing Harbor Drive with open park space. Architects were commissioned in 1971 to design the park. Removal of Harbor Drive began in 1974, and the park was opened to the public in 1978, replacing both Harbor Way and former industrial sites. A major milestone in the freeway removal movement, it is now primarily used by those taking a stroll, eating lunch, or playing frisbee. Broad, grassy, and well-kept, the 30-acre park affords fine ground-level views of downtown Portland's bridges and skyline. When the cherry blossom trees bloom, it announces the arrival of spring here. Originally from Massachusetts, Tom McCall spent time growing up on his father's ranch near Prineville in East Oregon. He worked as a journalist early in his career, ending up at the Oregonian newspaper in Portland. After serving in the Navy during World War II, McCall returned to Portland and worked in local TV news. He was elected as Oregon's Secretary of State in 1964, and he won the governor's race in 1968. From early on in his journalism career, McCall was a passionate environmentalist and pushed for long-term cleanup efforts of local waterways. Responding to rapid population growth and suburban sprawl in the 1970s, McCall became famous for a CBS interview when he told the reporter, "Come to Oregon, visit us again and again. This state is full of excitement. But for heaven's sake, don't come here to live." A leading figure in passing urban growth laws and the Oregon Beach Bill, which declared Oregon's shores public land in 1967, McCall is honored throughout the state with schools and awards named after him. A year after his death in 1983, this park was renamed in his honor. Wander around and you'll find the Battleship Oregon Memorial, honoring the Bulldog of the Navy and its heroic battles. The Founder's Stone, which commemorates that famous coin flip that established the name of the city. The Japanese-American Historical Plaza, in memory of Japanese residents who were deported to inland internment camps during World War II. And the Police Memorial at Southwest Jefferson, which was dedicated in 1993.